This is Slashdot Review for Thursday, October 21st. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. And we'll close out the program with a selection from GarageBand.com under the Creative Commons license. Now for some headlines. It looks like there is a secure, portable virtual privacy machine in your future. SoulCity writes to Slashdot that it looks like an online privacy company, MetroPipe, planning to release a secure Linux virtual privacy machine that runs from a USB stick. The image contains a pre-release of their new MetroPipe Tunneler product and also contains Firefox and Thunderbird with the Enigmail GPG extension. Looks like the whole thing is based on damn small Linux and uses Qemu to boot on Windows or Linux without any installation or configuration. The new Google desktop search is under fire. Achilles CB writes that CNN and many other sources are jumping on the Google privacy bash bandwagon, carrying stories warning of more privacy implications regarding Google's desktop search. Quote, if it's installed on computers at libraries and internet cafes, users could unwittingly allow people who follow them on the PCs, for example, to see sensitive information in emails they've exchanged. That could mean revealed passwords, conversations with doctors, or viewed web pages detailing online purchases. Type in Hotmail.com and you'll get copies or stored caches of messages that previous users have seen. Enter an email address and you can read all the messages sent to and from that address. Type password and get password reminders that were sent back via email. On Slashdot, there's an item called the WiMAX Operator's Manual, How to Build 802.16 Wireless. Dozix007, Kurt Taylor, writes that, quote, Daniel Sweeney, a technical writer, business reporter, and industry analyst, is coming full circle in his series of wireless-related writings with his latest book, WiMAX Operator's Manual, Building 802.16 Wireless Networks. Sweeney brings the WiMAX 802.16 standard into the context of an ISP solution for the masses. WiMAX is a recent standard from the IEEE that's similar to conventional wireless technology. However, WiMAX supports higher data rates and longer distance transmissions than other standards from the IEEE. This book drifts away from the recent flood of wireless books by conveying all needed knowledge to establish, understand, operate, and potentially profit from an 802.16 wireless network, rather than a specific look at one aspect of the technology. The book is not only for the business-minded, but for a consumer looking to establish a quality long-distance wireless network of their own. AS400 Tech writes to Slashdot that Sony is quietly opening retail stores. According to CNN, Sony Electronics has been opening stores in selected cities all over the U.S. Denver and Las Vegas are the next two locations, numbers 11 and 12. The question is, should the Apple retail model be applied to Sony? And if so, why didn't it work for Gateway? Should Dell be the next to enter your local shopping mall? Should large retailers like Best Buy and others be afraid of this model? And does it mean better service for Sony's already nice lineup of electronics? The Slashdot Anonymous Coward has cut and pasted some information concerning San Andreas. Less than a week after a pirated version of Halo 2 began to appear on the web, another of the year's most sought-after games has been stolen. Ironically, it also happens to be a game titled after the Larcenous Act itself. That's right, Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas has become the latest victim of piracy, with illegal copies of the game, its manual, and cover appearing on various websites. There's a study that says domestic robots are in your future. In fact, there will be a sevenfold surge in household robots by the end of 2007. Django Bongo writes to Slashdot that the UN's annual World Robotics Survey for 2004 predicts that there will be a sevenfold increase. Robots that mow your lawn, vacuum, wash windows, clean swimming pools, as well as entertainment robots such as Aibo, are all vying to take a place in our homes and ease our workload. The study says that Japan is the leader in consumer robotics, with Europe and North America quickly catching up. There's a new Superman ready to fly. AROC99 writes that after many years of battling various script rewrites, Superman is set to soar again. Various sources, SupermanV.com, DocHorizons.com, AintItCool.com, report that Brandon Routh of Gilmore Girls has been cast as Superman. With production only a month away, Bryan Singer is set to tackle yet another superhero film after previously having directed both X-Men and X2. Had it not been for his recent passing, Christopher Reeve would surely have been a part of the production team in some capacity. This new Superman should hit theaters around the summer of 2006. An anonymous reader writes, an interesting story on how digital cameras are being mounted in cars to watch eye movements of drivers to make sure that they're awake. The cars include two cameras, one watching the road and one watching the driver. If there's something on the road that's a danger that the driver does not see, the car alerts the driver. There is bootleg music in Russia. Guppy06 writes that MossNews.com has an interesting article on the thoughts and opinions of everyday Muscovites on the rampant music piracy in their country. It seems that some of them don't have much trouble justifying it to themselves with quotes like, "Yes, I know some of the sellers are here with burned CDs, but they have to earn a living too. I can understand them." The article also mentions that in a country where the average monthly salary is about $240, buying the latest album for $15 is a grotesque luxury, let alone spending $600 on Adobe Photoshop or a similar computer program. Apparently catchy slogans like, "Listen up, you pirate, I choose copyright," just don't work in this country. I produce /.review for several reasons, as shown in the manifesto section of /.review.com. I hope you'll take a look and consider participating in the site by adding your review to a recent /.dot item. By phone, call 732-357-3682 or make a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. There's some speculation that the MP3 is going the way of the 8-track. Joe Appa writes that according to this MSN ZDNet story, MP3 is dying. Overall, the data has not shown a clear trend, but at least one recent study reports that people are deleting MP3s faster than they are downloading them. AAC and WMA, meanwhile, are apparently gaining market share. Is this evidence that the MP3 is being used largely to sample music rather than for permanent archival and listening purposes? They still don't think so. There's further details at slashdot.com. Here's a frightening thought. Will your next car run Windows? An anonymous reader writes that, quote, "Microsoft is beginning to move into the automotive industry. Their automotive business unit is selling a custom version of Windows CE called Windows Automotive. Microsoft attended a conference in Detroit this week to promote their software." Big news on the developer front. Olal writes that, quote, "TCP, the transfer protocol that most of the Internet is using, is getting old. The guys at Rateless.com have invented an alternative that combines UDP with rateless erasure codes, which means the packets do not have to be resent. Very cool. It also has applications for peer-to-peer networks, something like BitTorrent, and they're even preparing requests for comment." From the world of science, Blue Lip writes that it looks like the real reason for offshoring is corporations looking for warmer weather. Warm offices boost productivity. Instead of paying the energy bills to crank up the heat in the office to a more productive temperature, the offices are moving to warmer areas. The article shows a 44% error reduction and 150% increase in productivity for those working in warmer offices. Will this increase in output be enough to convince the boss to pay us to vacation commute from a tropical island? We'll just have to wait and see. Freedom Fighter writes that ZDNet is running a story where Steve Ballmer tries to blame the software copyright infringement on expensive hardware. One way to stem piracy is to offer consumers in emerging countries a low-cost PC, said Ballmer. There has to be a $100 computer to go down market in some of these countries. We have to engineer PCs to be lighter and cheaper, he said. Does he think that cheaper hardware will make copying software easier to do? Good question. Samsung is producing a 5-megapixel camera phone. Shippy writes to Slashdot, straight from Yahoo News on the other side of the pond comes a story about Samsung's latest creation, a 5-megapixel camera phone. This is pretty cool considering the big jump from camera phones that are currently available, which mostly max out at around 1.5 megapixels. It's expected to be available by the end of the year, but only in South Korea. But I doubt that it'll take long for a domestic carrier to pick up on this hot new toy. Thanks for listening to /.review for Thursday, October the 21st. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with /., other than as a regular reader, and offer this material under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license as detailed on slash.review.com. Slash.review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now today's featured album track is from the band Banana Seat. The track Need a Few from the CD Everything Glitters. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on slash.review.